Activists and politicians are marking Aung San Suu Kyi's 64th birthday with gatherings of support from Thailand to Europe and the United States. In addition, a coalition of 23 Burma rights groups has formed 64forsu.org, a website where supporters can post messages urging her release from detention. Johnny Chatterton is with the Burma Campaign UK and project manager for 64forsu.org. He says they have received over 9,000 messages of support, including from politicians and celebrities.
I think the site's very important in saying that right across the world, people haven't forgotten her, and that there's a huge political support for her, and there's public support calling for her to be freed. So I think it's a great help in showing the Burmese regime that they can't just get away with this and that the world won't forget her.
Aung San Suu Kyi is on trial for violating the terms of her house arrest by allowing an uninvited American man to stay over without official permission. The trial has been widely condemned as a sham designed to keep her locked up through next year's controversial elections. Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party won Burma's last elections in 1990, but Burma's military rulers ignored the results and placed her under house arrest, where she has remained for most of the last 19 years. Burma's military rulers cite ongoing fighting with ethnic insurgent groups in the country to partly justify their continued grip on power. However, rights groups and exiled politicians say the detention of Aung San Suu Kyi, along with more than 2,000 other political prisoners, is the real barrier to peace. Xin Lin is a spokesman for the Burmese government in exile.
Aung San Suu Kyi is key to the national reconciliation in Burma. Without her, Burma cannot have genuine national reconciliation. Because all the ethnic leaders, ceasefire leaders, all the ethnic party leaders or dissident leaders, all the leaders, they agree to give their mandate to Aung San Suu Kyi to sit down at the dialogue table with the military hunters.
Aung San Suu Kyi led Burma's nonviolent resistance movement for democracy and in 1991 was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for her efforts. She is the daughter of Burma's revered founder, General Aung San, who was assassinated just months before the country gained independence. Paulo Pinheiro was the UN Human Rights Envoy to Burma from 2000 to 2008 and on several occasions met Aung San Suu Kyi as well as Burmese officials. He says if it was not for her famous father, the military government would probably have executed her by now.
Because she has an enormous charisma, and she is the only leader inside Burma of the opposition, and they don't want to risk having her in freedom. They don't want to deal with a strong opposition movement.
Burmese authorities have already reworked the constitution to ensure the military remains in power regardless of the 2010 elections. Pinheiro says it is almost certain the court will find Aung San Suu Kyi guilty, but would likely put her back under house arrest rather than prison. Supporters are concerned her health would quickly deteriorate in prison, but there is little doubt about the resilient spirit of Aung San Suu Kyi and the movement for democracy in Burma that she represents. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.